working through this last couple of weeks of session been incredibly different. Of course, the budget is a big thing, and us not knowing how much money we got, don't have reliance on federal money, made it a real challenge. So it's over $34 billion. So a lot of things, a lot of big money there. And so I try and stand up for the citizens, and it's made up the budget from the governor, then to the House, into the Senate. And then the Senate takes their side, the House takes theirs, and then we negotiate, come up with something in conference committee. And something I got put on, there's 13 budget bills, basically, and I got put on 5 and 6, and 6 has conservation department in it. And that's something that really bothered me, something that happened in there. I was very vocal about the issue we're dealing with conservation. The Conservation Commission is not perfect. They have a tough job. They kind of have to deal with the tree huggers and the hook and gun people and the outdoors people. So it's trying to satisfy everybody as well. I know it's pretty well impossible. And I don't agree with everything that they do. And I've stood up to them on different issues. But all in all, they are the number one, not just in the Midwest, not just in the United States, not just, you know, they are the number one conservation department in the whole world. And that's due to local citizens passing the tax. So a lot of consideration there. They have a tough job, but I was very unhappy with what we tried to do in there, especially with conservation. And so the House had a completely different idea than the Senate, so we had to negotiate. But things we gave up, I'm not happy with. Some of the things they tried to cut was zero flexibility that how they spend their money. I've always had the idea, if you don't need pencils or paper clips, don't make me buy them. And that's kind of what was happening with weather change. Maybe the roads that they help pay for, adjoining areas leading up to them, need more money. If it's dry, they need more money for this. If it's too wet, they need more money for that. They supply a lot of fire department equipment and et cetera, trucks. So weather doesn't, so they need flexibility, and we did gain that back. There's some core reduction on helicopter use. We fought that and gained that back. There was restrictions on what they call propaganda and advertising, which we got back. The Conservation Magazine and the ones that the kids get, their website and other outreach efforts, I just thought that's flat wrong. Conservation just isn't for the hunters and the fishermen. It's for all citizens. I think that's a great deal for kids. There's some other language prohibiting federal people from helping us control the feral hogs, and I'll take any of the help we can get there. Several other things that I just totally disagreed with, but we were able to gain back. Something we lost was Share the Harvest program, which has been tremendously successful. Last year's 350,000 pounds of meat to the needy and to nursing homes and senior citizen centers. That was funded by $400,000 from the Conservation Commission and then $150,000 from the Conservation Department. Now, the Conservation Federation is a 401c or 501c nonprofit agency who promotes their ideas, so they did contribute the $400,000, and the department then put out $150,000. House had in there to double that 150, but to take away the 400,000. So basically a program that costs $600,000 a year to operate is only going to have $300,000 now. So to me, that means half as much meat for the needy, for nursing homes, for, you know, senior citizen center, anybody uses that meat. And so I don't know where they're going to come up with another $400,000 donation or $300,000. And they also increase the tax money spent on it. I'll take any donation I can get from a nonprofit corporation that's willing to help. So I've really got vocal about that, and I did not like that away, that amendment, but I lost. The ones opposed it from the House won. Another thing in there that I did not like was allowing that meat that is not USDA locker plant or kill facility inspected. It can be in a separate room, but is not inspected by USDA. Allowed that to end up in that meat, and there's nothing any nastier than a feral hog. I mean, they carry brucellosis, they carry Creosotin rabies, they carry tularema, a number of different, up to 45 different diseases that these feral hogs carry. And I don't think they belong in nursing homes. I don't think they belong to unsuspecting people that could end up with one of the diseases. Now, if you want to go out and kill a feral hog, I hope people kill all they can. I hate the nasty critters. If you want to eat it, that's your prerogative, but I don't think it's right to have it in nursing homes. And especially, I think it's only out of respect to those people to make sure that whatever they do eat comes USDA approved. So I was very vocal about that, and there again, lost that fight.